Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, it's 20.
April, 23rd, 20.
Okay, I got you.
Gotcha, that's where it was, all right.
My insurance.
Yeah. All right, now we'll confirm quorum. I'll start and then we'll start all the way to the left. Luke Freeman, present.
Jack Donovan, present.
Mike Maddow, present.
Adam Silverman, present.
George Seaborn, present.
Yeah. We'll get back with you. Next order of business is to approve or amend the minutes from our March 10th meeting. Give you guys a second to take a look.
I'll put a motion out there to approve the minutes as presented for March 10th.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, George. Old business. We have the Board of Education with us tonight and we'll have them present kind of, I guess, status where we are.
Good evening, Board of Finance members, Finance Director, First Selectman. I am Angela Roundtree. At this time, I will present the fiscal year 2026-2027 proposed budget. The initial proposed budget increase of 7.34% was carefully reviewed and revised in response to guidance from the Board of Education to reduce the increase to 3%, as well as the Board of Finance's request to decrease expenditures by $100,000. As a result of these adjustments, the revised budget reflects a 1.98% increase over the fiscal year 25-26 budget. The revised budget incorporates strategic budget adjustments, including the elimination of three positions. Those three positions that are eliminated is one English position, special education, and the human resources generalist position. And we removed four positions, two paraprofessionals, one secretary, and the CISA director position. Also, further reductions were made across account lines and project allocations informed by fiscal year 25 actual expenditures and the ongoing feasibility study. Despite these reductions, the budget continues to support the educational mission of Thompson Schools. The non-lapsing report was submitted as well for your review. As of today, the non-lapsing report balance has the available amount of $49,335.05. Also, I distributed a document that reflects the offset amounts, is explained in detail the object number, and the grant and revenue funding source. I will start with object 111, certified salaries. The budget is $9 million. The offset amount is $675,011. The town allocation amount is $8.3 million. Object 112, non-certified personnel. The budget is $1.98 million. The offset amount is $32,000. The town allocation amount is $1.95 million. Object 200, employee benefits. The budget is $3.1 million. The town allocation amount is $3.1 million. Object 300, other professional tech services. The budget is $1.3 million. The offset amount is $71,992. The town allocation amount is $1.2 million. Object 400, property service. The budget is $846,559. The town allocation amount is $846,559. Object 510, pupil transportation. The budget is $943,077. The town allocation amount is $943,077. Object 521, liability insurance. The budget is $431. The town allocation is $431. Object 560, tuition. The budget is $622,499. The offset amount is $97,908. The The town allocation amount is $524,591. Object 563, special education, non-public. The budget is $637,272. The offset amount is $281,398. The town allocation amount is $355,874. Object 590, other purchase services. The budget is $141,438. The offset amount is $5,000. The town allocation amount is $136,438. Object 611, instructional supplies. The budget is $217,820. The town allocation is $217,820. Object 641, textbooks. The budget is $38,884. The town allocation is $38,884. Object 642, library books and periodicals. The budget is $8,155. The town allocation amount is $8,155.
You're doing a great job. I don't think we can read it from here.
Okay.
I think the bigger ones you covered, this is helpful to understand line by line. If you want, you can go get a sip of water.
I call that my overview.
No, I appreciate that.
So you see the bottom line, what we're asking, the proposal is $19.6 million, and the town allocation is $18.4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like to say two things about some of the information that you've already received.
Mm-hmm.
One being, I know that we mentioned that there is a removal of the director of curriculum for this coming budget year. That is a temporary status. We have put a teacher in that role. That teacher is working toward getting their proper certification so they can fill that position in the 27-28 school year. So I'm letting you know this is not a permanent elimination of the director of curriculum. We still have an interim director. They're just being paid less because they're getting their teacher's salary, doing those responsibilities, and doing some of the director responsibilities along with supervision of her staff going to some of the principals and other members of the administrative team that she can't supervise.
Yeah.
And then the other is with the reduction of some of the positions, that has changed how we are managing classrooms. We had a co-teaching model for the last so many years, and that is being dialed back. As our director of people services says, she's fading it because we don't have enough staff in this budget to do co-teaching. Co-teaching is a model that has been very successful for us, but it requires enough special education teaching staff members to be able to be pushed into classrooms and work collaboratively with general education teachers. It benefits all in that room, not just the special ed students, but it's just not something that the town is able to afford.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you both. I don't know, does anybody have any questions or any thoughts on?
I have a question.
Yep.
Francine, are we receiving any money from other towns for special ed placements in our system?
I believe we have only one tuition, and it's not special ed. We have one tuition in the PATHS program.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah. And we're, because we're filling the rest of the spots?
Because there's no interest right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we pretty much close to capacity of the program?
We only have 10 full-time seats, so we've been trying to get two. That's what we've always had in our budget, was trying to make it two tuitions, but we have not been able to get two in about a year. About a year, I think, Tracy. I think we started the year with...
We started with two.
With two.
Yeah.
The transportation contracts. Do you guys know how long we have that?
It's a 5-year contract, and I can't give you the end date off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We've got to be, I would say we're midway. Yeah, I think we're year three.
Along that same line, are we required to have buses that match our pupil enrollment?
Yes, regardless of use. That's a law.
Because it seems we have more people out on the street dropping off their children than in buses.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We have to have a seat for every child, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But we have reduced runs and we have trimmed stops. So last year, we eliminated one bus. It didn't yield as much savings as we thought it would because the bus company repriced everything for us because we were down one bus. So, but we did eliminate, over the 13 years I've been here, we've eliminated 3 running buses.
All right, and then I guess just, you know, just thinking about the budget that the board has pulled together, and us just trying to be forward thinking about, you know, potential exposure or where we think, you know, there's where we think there might be some exposure within the budget, appreciating that the positions in the discussion we just had is more related to next year's budget. Is there anything that you think we should be aware of that might be a conversation we have to have in 3, 6, 9 months?
I believe that we may need to hire an additional kindergarten teacher. We have a higher than expected number of enrollments in that grade level for this time of the year.
Right.
We won't know that until we're closer to the summertime. We try to keep our kindergarten classes at a low enough number where they can become, if there are 4 sections in kindergarten, they can become a 3 section in first grade. But we don't want them to be so large that they're in the 20s in kindergarten. It just doesn't make for a good environment for education. So I would suspect that there may be something in next year's budget related to a kindergarten teacher. For this year's budget, you know, we're still in negotiations with our non-certified union. We actually have another meeting tomorrow. Always hopeful that we'll have a final answer for you, but we don't have one right now.
Okay.
And that any raise associated with the new contract is not in this particular budget.
Right, we've already had that discussion. Yep. Okay. Good. Everybody? No.
All set.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Thank you both for your time.
Will any action be taken tonight on our budget, or what would be the timeline so I can go back to the board and let them know the approximate timeline?
So I think my expectation is that we'll hopefully settle on a budget to go to a town hearing on this evening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless, yeah.
Excellent.
I think that's our position right now, is that's the hope. So,
okay.
If you check out the meeting minutes in a couple of days, that you should know when it's going to happen. So you guys don't stick around.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess that brings us to, why don't we do C first?
Okay.
You should.
Oh, no. Wait, no, you can't.
Oh, I can't. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
Okay, then budget discussion. So since the last time we met, we made some suggestions to the Board of Ed, which they've taken into consideration, and now it's been updated in our overall budget. I don't think we had any other questions or outstanding items. Is it related to the town side of the budget, other than I think you said that there was one small insurance change for $5,000?
Yes, that was in when we met.
That was in when
last
we met last time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so that... So this is our summary then that we're...
These were the 2 different calculations that we did. The first one is the OPM calculation. So that's what takes the adopted budget from last year, not anything that was adjusted, compares it to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And OPM says it can't be more than the
2.64%. Right.
So you take the budget, you back out debt, capital, and special education. And that's what you compare over the 2 years.
Right.
So right now we're at overall budget 2.43%, so we're within the OPM guidelines, and then it's broken down.
So if you guys recall last time we talked, the town side of the budget was underneath that mark. The Board of Ed was slightly above that mark. They've adjusted to and net, the town is an overall position was over that mark, so we've made some adjustments to get us compliant with the OPM requirements as an overall budget.
And the second page is the calculation. So I did it both ways, using what was the original budget from last year and then using the adjusted budget, which is where we are right now, just so you can see. And the value of 1 mil is based on last year's mil rate because we have the remill this year, so I didn't want that to skew the numbers. So comparing it to the original budget from last year, we're at a 1.78% increase or 0.95 mils. And with the adjusted budget, obviously, it's a little bit less, 0.86, because we did use some fund balance.
Right, adjusted balance, okay. Okay, so at year over year, 0.95 mil increase using the unadjusted, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay.
That was something that was asked last year, I can't remember. Somebody had asked that we show both the original budget and the adjusted budget, so that's why you have both here.
Yep. Okay. So then, within this budget, we had, I think, about $200,000 of contingency, right? And of that contingency, we feel like a bit of that's already spoken for.
Yes. As Francine said, their AFSC meeting hasn't settled.
Right.
We have two potential retirements on the town side.
Yep.
We cut the snow and ice budget, so if we have another winter like this year, we're in trouble on that line. Can you open the budget so I can read the rest of them? It's in Excel, it's already open.
Can we close that?
Can I what?
Can you close that, please?
Close the budget?
Yeah. So we have an allocation. We understand what the pieces of that are.
The other piece that I forgot to mention was the Seth Thomas Park had a irrigation system installed. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the water cost will be for that because this will be the first year that it's in operation. Okay. So that was the other thing that isn't budgeted for.
So it's 200, but we have a pretty good understanding of what the different pieces are, and it's largely already spoken for.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think I have a pretty good feel for what's in there. I don't know if anybody has any questions or comments about expenditures or the budget itself.
I have a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Gallagher, I appreciate Rich and the team getting this done. I know based on reevaluations, we'll probably see people that have been living in modest homes for the last probably 10 to 15 years see the largest increase. That is not meant to be, I would say, towards them. It's just that their homes are seeing the largest reevaluation. I just wanted to note that as when this does come to public meeting and some people see that their homes are a lot more than others, it is just because of what we've been doing. It is just because their home values at the point probably not been assessed at the state level, and I would say it's nothing that we're doing here at the town. A lot of this stuff is being driven by the state, so I just wanted to make that comment.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that to light. You know, I think that as we find ourselves in front of the town in the hearing, there's a few items that I want to make sure we discuss and probably give a visual presentation, you know, just to help people understand that, you know, we have a couple different things that happened. You have that revaluation that occurred, and with that revaluation and the change in the mill rate, it actually, because the vehicles are capped at a certain mill rate, which we were over, the vehicles in the town were, found themselves, you know, kind of out of proportion from a tax perspective. So not only do you have the effect as it relates to, because the mill rate comes down against a higher number, you have the mill rate coming down, you have higher valuations, and now you have the cars being valued at the same mill rate as everything else. So what we want to make sure to make clear to everybody is that the impact that has on the individuals, is that on the taxpayers, for each one of those components, appreciating that in that mix, you know, if you remember the last valuation, and the mix changed such that businesses ended up getting a bigger piece of the tax, a bigger piece of the value allocated to them. Now I think what you're finding in this valuation is some of it shifting back to the residential, but then you also have people's, the value of people's houses changing, as you noted, where certain houses that weren't valued as more valuable compared to other houses now are. So there's a lot of stuff moving around as it relates to how people's property is going to be taxed this year, and I think that we just need to make that clear and understandable to the residents, so that they can appreciate that though all this stuff is going on, and though taxes for some people are going to go up and for other people they're probably going to go down, what we're trying to do is deliver a responsible budget to the taxpayers, appreciating that though those items might cause a bigger increase, we're really looking at a 0.95 mil increase, which is largely a targeted number under one for us to reach, to feel pretty good about the budget year over year. So, I want to make sure that we're able to deliver the message that we believe that we're delivering a responsible budget. We believe that that it'll allow us to still provide all the services that we need to provide. But all that noise in the background is going to cause some uneasiness, I'm sure, among the residents. So yes, thank you for bringing that up, and I'll probably work with Tracy and Rich to develop what that looks like and share it with you guys for comment. Before we talk to the public about it. Rich, I don't know if you have any comments or anything on the on the budget that sits.
I don't. I think you're right. We have to be as detailed as possible as we go through the public hearing to explain all the changes that have happened. Right, we've had a lot of things that affect our budgets, and also on the revenue side. To Jack's point, they've changed the way they. There's an accelerated depreciation schedule on the vehicle taxes now. All that factors in. Yeah. So less revenue coming from that bucket and shifting over the other way.
I think the important piece of the equation is the number is the number, right? And the total expenditures are what they are. And the move year over year with the total expenditures, I think we've done a pretty good job of trying to manage that increase as an overall number. It's your slice of the pie that you have to pay for could be changing based on the vehicle that you have or the home that you live in or own. But I think that part of that discussion is the pie itself isn't really the thing that's moving, that's making this hurt. It's the math that sits behind it.
Just the slices.
It's whoever's slicing it up, yeah. So
the one other piece I'll just add is all of the appeals that came to the assessor's office will be processed and completed by the end of March.
Okay, which is in a week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, I guess what's the timeline look like for us? For whatever we settle on now, if we were to pass the budget along to OPM.
Yes, yeah, we have to publish the budget before the hearing. April 15th, tax day, literal.
Ouch. Maybe we should pick another day.
I'm gonna be able to make that.
I'd
just, we normally do Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I would be able to do that.
Can you, are you available the 16th, Thursday?
Thursday, I am, yeah.
Can we aim for the 16th?
Absolutely.
You know, maybe some people have gotten their refunds, they'll be a little happier.
If I won't like it, if I don't pick it up.
I love your
approach. Yeah.
So we're doing it.
So we're doing it the 16th at 8 p.m.? 7 p.m.? What?
7 p.m.
April 16th.
Yep, 7 p.m.
And well, that's...
Pending Opera House availability.
Right, okay.
Pending Opera House availability and however we settle on.
Please. So, Mike, if we would, please, can we do it maybe across the street here or in the high school?
Absolutely, just put it up a facilities use form. Rich knows how to do that now after putting in one earlier today.
Yep,
so yes, we'll see what's available. Just ask for whichever space you'd like.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So we'll aim for 4:16 at 7 o'clock at either school auditorium.
Will you need more than 2 hours for that meeting? Custodians leave at 9 o'clock.
Can we do it at 6:30?
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Francine and I have a meeting that night.
We do?
I think so.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rotary.
Oh, I'm not there, honey.
The governor's gonna be there.
Oh yeah, the governor's coming.
Oh, is that the governor?
That's right. It'll be done 14th? By 6:30, George. Right?
No,
it's done by 6:30.
Really depends on public comment, I suppose.
No, I mean the
meeting.
Your Rotary meeting.
Yeah, and Mike's got to be there too.
That's right.
Isn't your Rotary meeting at lunch?
Once a quarter now, they have one at night.
Oh, okay.
And this is it.
And we've got the district governor.
So we're doing it at 6:30?
6:30. On the 16th.
Tuesday
the 14th?
Yeah.
Everybody will be filing their taxes.
might have been done for a few weeks.
I mean, that's a regular meeting for you guys, so we would just have to cancel your regular meeting and do that.
Yeah, I think we're going to cancel. We can cancel that meeting, and we'll cancel the other special meetings that we have set up. Okay. This is so the 14th.
14th or the 16th?
The 14th.
14th, so it doesn't interfere with the
first. So yeah, because you also have one of the selectmen will be there.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
6:30
on the 14th. Last and final call.
We actually already had that on the...
We already have a meeting that day, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Are we going to make that for, so not 7, but 6:30?
6:30.
The meeting was
yeah. Yeah, to ensure that we have enough time for public comment.
Right.
And stay within the time frame that the school operates in. Okay. So... We haven't gotten to the point where we can have that meeting yet, if that's the question.
No, he made a motion to send it to public hearing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. So I'll, and do we have to actually approve the budget first? Yes.
Should, yes.
You have to accept it as is.
Yeah.
And do the dollar amount and the mill rate. It just makes it cleaner.
Okay. Which is... Proposed budget expenditures of 31.8.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a mill rate increase of 0.95.
Yeah.
I will accept a motion to approve the July 1, 2026 through June 30, 2027 budget with proposed expenditures of $31,800,042 and a base mill rate of 27.21.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Do I have any comments or questions? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I will now accept a motion to move the budget to public hearing on April 14th, 2026 in a school auditorium to be determined at the time of 6:30 in the evening. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This was yours. All right, next order of business, discussion and possible recommendation of fund policies. I believe Tracy recirculated the updated version.
Yep, have been reviewed by the town attorney and our audit firm. The only change that I made based on Mike Ryback's recommendation is on page 9, and he wanted me to add that pursuant to General Statute 7-348, in no instance shall the funds administrator commit the town to a contract for purchase that exceeds the fund's appropriated balance, so nobody can go negative, which makes sense, but
yep.
It wasn't spelled out clearly.
Okay. That's a good policy.
Yep.
Right. Absolutely.
no. Is this a recommendation we make to the board?
To the select, yep.
All right. So I'd accept a motion to recommend the fund policies as drafted to the Board of Selectmen for their approval. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions, comments? All those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Well, we look at the next item.
That's why I said it.
All right, so next, new business. The snow and ice budget overrun. Sorry, before, we probably don't need to make it. Do we have to make a motion to establish a town meeting, or a Board of Finance meeting on the 14th immediately following?
No, you do that at, to send it to the town meeting. Yeah, you do,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd entertain a motion to have a special meeting on the evening of April 14th in a school auditorium to be determined immediately following the budget hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Ready for me?
Yes.
Okay. So I asked Glenn to comb through the snow and ice budget and some other budgets to see exactly where we were. And this is the position right now. Excuse me. I also asked him to estimate what it would cost for up to us to top up the salt. So In order to do that, we would need $6,200, or allow this budget to go over $6,200. As you may recall, I did cut a lot out of the snow and ice for next fiscal year, and I did present it as a risk. So it's up to you whether you want to do some or all of that. We don't have to go to the full 6,200. We can get a partial. 6,200 gets us full, completely topped up. We could go to some percentage of that and run it over a little less, or we can do the whole thing. We normally do this, by the way, as you, many of you all recall, that have been here. That would be the overage that we would run into should we decide to do that.
Does the cost of salt vary this time of year versus if we top it off?
It does not, because we tag along on a government, on a state rate.
Okay.
It's a negotiated rate.
Yeah.
Good question, though.
I think it served us well in the past. While other towns are running out, we always...
Right, we always have it.
So a lot of towns ran out this year, and there was a problem getting the barge into New Haven, and it really left a lot of towns hanging pretty bad. So,
yeah, I think there's a safety issue.
Yeah, I mean, $6,200 is not a lot of money. I think we do it.
I think, thank you for bringing it to our attention. If the budget's over by $6,200, then
we'll figure it out.
We'll make sure that we can break it silent.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Selectmen's report?
Yeah, I do have a couple of things. Sorry, real quick. So we have had a leak in the roof. In the town hall, right over and into going into the vault. We've been trying to figure out where it's coming from. We finally put the drone in the air and realized there's a giant hole in the roof. Not a giant hole, maybe a softball size one.
Not the roof that was just replaced. Didn't
we just put that
in the town clerk's office? The small roof back there.
It's right over the vault. Yeah.
Did we find a meteorite?
Well, I mean, there was staging there. Who knows what happened there. But so we have done two things to figure out what to do here. The first one is we found somebody to fix it for $600. So we're going to do that. However, I will also remind you that that roof is way, way over its life. And that is a Band-Aid. So I asked Joe to go out and get three quotes. We've got two. We're waiting on one more person to come in. And what I asked him to look at is doing just that segment, which is basically this piece, you know, where you walk in if you come in from the back parking lot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that doing the whole thing all the way over. So that would probably be around $15,000. So we are going to fix the roof, make sure that the fix works. And then as a normal process where Tracy goes and we go through some capital accounts and see what might have some extra dollars in it, we might see if we can scoop up enough to do it. And then we'll come back to you and ask you for permission to do that.
Okay.
Otherwise, the backup is we wait until... Assuming this budget that we have in front of us for next year gets approved, there's a reserve line in the capital account for just this thing.
Yep.
So we'll make the $600 fix.
Did Joe get the three quotes?
No, he only got two so far.
He's waiting on one.
Yep.
You don't know who they came from, do you?
I only know one, DJ Hall,
mm-hmm.
who has done a lot of work for us in the past.
The second one is from... The firm that did the roof over on the Seth Thomas Brad Street House. I can't remember their name. I'm sorry. City Roofing, maybe? And then the third, who's coming tomorrow, is Four Seasons.
Who was that?
Four Seasons.
Local.
Yeah.
Is that section that we're talking about right now, is that the only section left on this building that's way overdue, or?
No.
No, the whole building.
This whole area.
This one right here, which is a much larger project.
It's gotta be like 35 years old now, isn't it?
I think it's 33 or something.
So it's all original.
In that range, for sure.
Okay.
The other thing this does for us is it allows us to pick off at least one piece of it, right, and get something done. So, we'll be back, but we're gonna fix it first. Just wanted to let you put that on your radar. The other thing is, the Board of Finance has agreed, the Board of Finance, the Board of Selectmen, I can't spend 10 years on this board. The Board of Selectmen has waived the three-bid policy for the WPCA project that was approved, specifically for the sludge thickener and the UV equipment. And the reason why we did that is because when Ty and Bond spec'd out that equipment is very specifically designed to fit into our existing structure. So there aren't gonna be a lot of people who are gonna whose equipment's gonna fit where we need it to fit and work. So, and keep me honest, Bert, if I go astray here. So we agreed to go ahead and move forward with that as spec'd equipment from Ty and Bond that will fit right into our structure, right? Mm-hmm. So that the actual concrete structure where it's got to sit, the equipment will fit there.
And that's only from one source, I'm assuming.
So the UV system, we asked three vendors for bids. Two of them provided bids. One of them could not meet the specs without a ton of construction work to the channel. And then with the sludge thickening, there are only two vendors that can provide the equipment that fits. One of them we currently have, and we're not happy with that system. It's extremely expensive to run and doesn't get us to the numbers we need to be, so the only other option is the other vendor.
Thank you. And the last item for me is the feasibility report. So we have received another draft of the final report. We have a meeting tomorrow morning to discuss it with them. It's very confusing. I don't think we're that close. There's physically more content in it, but the way it's laid out and the way it's they move through the different options, I feel is rather confusing. But I'll see what everybody else says tomorrow, and we will keep working at the ground. That's all I have. Thanks.
Tracy?
I don't have anything else.
Anything else? Okay.
Thank you, Trace.
Any comments from the members?
Kudos to Rich and Tracy on the work they did getting this budget together.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Everybody, the Board of Education.
Board of Ed.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yep.
Great. Okay, with that, I'll open to public comment. Hearing none, I will accept a motion for adjournment.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion to adjourn. Meeting adjourned.
What? That was a quick one.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be
45.
That's two in a row.
On the nose.
That's two in a row. Yeah.